Echoes, the Backwards Series. Episode 2, Revelations or the Kingdom Come, by Daniel Schwartz. Before Alyssa's words had faded, the flashback's trolley was already falling through the dimensional rift. There was the now expected flash of light and long, low hum. When the smoke cleared, they were on a finely manicured lawn.
Shucks! I had so much I wanted to ask her!
Well, you know those godlike magical beings. Never ones for long conversations.
No doubt. Hey, look over there.
You mean the big white building?
That's the White House, Crisp.
There's only one?
No, Crisp. There are many white houses. There's just one White House.
Is that Zen?
No, it... I'll explain later.
Well, I guess we know where we are. Now, when are we?
Oh, hey, my watch started again.
That must mean we're not outside time anymore.
Then Drow's field is still closing around the Earth.
There can't be much time left.
Well, at least we don't need to go far to get to Jimmy. Let's go, gang!
The flashback ran into the White House. A security guard stepped forward to confront them, but stopped suddenly, his face alight with wonder.
Oh my god! You're the flashback! I've read all of your comics! You guys are amazing!
Yeah, sure, you're the real hero or something! Now get us to the president!
Gee, I'm sorry, guys, but he's got a lot to do, running the country and all. Do you have an appointment?
Well, no, not technically, but it's really important, sir. It's about Drolis.
You guys are taking care of that? Wow, I was so worried, but if the flashback's on it, then there's nothing to get worked up about, right?
The future of mankind depends on you letting us see the president, you blithering simp!
Hey, Miss Slaughter, there's no need for-
It's okay, John. They're cool.
Jimmy, thank God you're here. Alyssa from outside time told us that you're-
The reincarnation of Thomas Jefferson. Yeah, I know.
It sounds less exciting now that you said it.
Jumping Jupiter! You knew all along?
Hardly. I only found out this morning when a clerk from the National Archive brought me this.
The young president handed a piece of delicate parchment to Max. He unfolded it and read it aloud.
To my future self. Dear sir, it has come to my attention that an imminent threat to our young nation, indeed, all of humankind, is upon you. Or perhaps will be. I will confess that speaking to a man some 200 years in the future who is also, in some manner, me, fills me with profound confusion. Regardless of this, however, I ask you to remember that you do not stand alone. As my loyal colleagues Adams, Madison, Franklin, and Washington, men who I consider friends despite our many differences of opinion, remain beside me in the struggle to assure our foundling nation's survival. So shall these noble souls join you in the battle yet to come. Have faith that Providence shall not abandon you in your hour of need as I do in mine. Your obedient, T. Jefferson.
That letter was apparently sealed on July 7th, 1776. I don't know how he knew, but he seemed to believe I'm his direct reincarnation, and that you guys are also somehow connected.
Well, that makes no sense. How could we be part of it?
It's not as crazy as it sounds. Have you guys ever heard of Jati?
Is this another one of your crazy Buddhist things?
No, seriously, hear me out. A Jati is when a bunch of souls keep reincarnating in similar circumstances. They tend to know each other or become fast friends very quickly. It would explain Jimmy's rapid rise in politics and how we all formed the flashback when we were just kids.
You honestly expect us to believe that we're the founding fathers of America?
After all we've seen, it sounds almost reasonable. Think about it. We're professional adventurers traveling time and space to stop those who would dominate others. We've been fighting for independence, our own and others, since we formed the Flashback. Maybe we're echoes of the people who struggled for freedom when this country was founded, fighting another epic battle to defend what we believe to be right.
In which case, we've already got what we need to win. Courage, determination, character.
Yeah, too bad we don't have numbers, firepower, or time. Knowing we have the Tommy Seal of Approval is nice, but it doesn't stop Drow's from squishing the planet.
That's enough of that, Keen. I know the odds may seem slim, but if King George couldn't stop our J.D.
Jati!
Whatever! Then Queen Drolis doesn't stand a chance either. Flashback!
Flashback!
Jimmy left with Max to call a meeting of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Molly and Keen went to try and repair the trolley to make it spaceworthy again. Slaughter was about to join them, but noticed Crisp looking at the parchment thoughtfully.
What's up, Crispy?
Molly talks about souls and births and destinies. Now this letter confirms everything she says.
So what?
So where does that leave me? I'm a clone, Slaughter. I wasn't born. I share a soul with millions of Drow's troops. I was destined to enslave the universe. How can I help stop her?
Look, Guy, I spent a lot of time with the Pack. I fought the spiders from Mars, the Atlanteans. Heck, we've defeated Cthulhu twice in the last year alone. I've seen some of the worst people the multiverse has to offer, and you know something?
Many things. What in particular are you referring to?
You're totally different from all of them. If Molly's really right, and all this crazy stuff about Jay-Z...
Jatties.
Whatever is true, well then I'm honored to have you be a part of mine. You with us?
All the way, Slot.
I told you not to call me that.
Oh, because Crispy is totally not a demeaning nickname.
Well, no, but that's different.
Why is it so different?
It's funny when I do it.
As Slaughter and Crisp headed toward the trolley, Molly and Keen were already there.
Man, this looks bad. It'll take a lot of duct tape to get the meson emitter back online.
We have a meson emitter?
Yeah, we took it from Dr. Von Wicked's lair that one time, remember?
Oh, yeah. How's the transducer looking?
Totally shot. So much for that lifetime guarantee Julie got.
I miss her too, Molly.
She was like a sister to me. We shared everything. Now it's like half of me is gone. I don't know if I'm strong enough to save the day this time.
Well, Max didn't ask if you were, did he?
What do you mean by that?
He just gives us orders and expects things to get done. We lost Julie, for Christ's sake. How can he expect us to carry on as if nothing had happened?
I can't believe you'd say that. You think Max hasn't been hurt by all of this? He's buried a lot of friends in the last week, and you think he's just shrugging it off?
Then why all the jinkies, gee willikers, stuff like normal?
Because if you waste too much time grieving, Drallis will destroy the world. Then he'll have the death of billions of innocent people on his hands. A good commander has to be able to push on. And there isn't a better commander alive than Max Thornfield.
Yeah, you really think we can win this?
If we can't, then we'll have tried everything we could before then. Now quiet, that guy's coming again.
Hey, Miss Keen, Miss Singh, I thought you guys might want some coffee.
Wow, thanks! Just what we needed, right, Keen?
Exactly, Molly.
So, you knew the president before he got elected?
Jimmy? Oh yeah, he was a member of the Flashpack for a while.
Yeah, he signed all of his issues for me. What was he like?
Scared, mostly. He puked in my shoes once on Planet Q.
Well, yeah, he was always like that at first. But once he got over that, he'd be able to talk his way out of anything. Jimmy's great like that. He can walk up to complete strangers and make them think they're the biggest thing in his life. And he could probably sell darkness to the mole people. Remember that time he seduced the Empress of Alter Earth?
That was the one with the big hair, right?
Well, they all have big hair. That's not the point. He was charming her pants off, literally, when an hour before we'd had to drag him kicking and screaming through the world door.
Wow. That sounds amazing.
Pretty amazing. Still, he's better off as president. He loves helping people, and he can really change this country for the better. Now we've got to get back to work. Thanks for the coffee.
After their meeting, Jimmy and Max return to the lawn.
How's she looking, guys?
Like your mom after last night.
What happened to my mom last night?
The explosion, remember?
Oh, yeah. So, she's pretty beat up?
All joking aside, yeah. I'm not sure we can get her off the ground again.
Which means that we're pretty much sitting ducks unless we can think of an alternate method of transportation.
Why so paranoid, Slaughter?
Am I the only one who realizes Drallis could find us any time?
It's a risk, sure, but I don't think that's that bad. I mean, she can't find us when we're outside time, and she has no way of telling when we return. I'm not that worried.
Suddenly, an explosion rocked the lawn, blasting the front of the White House to rubble. Drallis' battle nova settled onto the grass.
Me and my big mouth.
Can the Flashpack do their previous incarnations proud? How will Alyssa's warnings figure into their plan? Is Earth's fate sealed? Find out in the thrilling finale of Epic Echoes, Goodbye Kiss.